mean, it's absolutely appalling to think that there are two sets of teachers in here, one who are hired in 1 year, one who are hired in different years, and that those teachers are on a lower rate of pay. How can the recovery be here, as stated by the government parties, but at the same time the teachers who are there have not recovered their due income at this time?
How long have you been in the teaching profession?
Well, I'm here in this particular school since the Pope came to Ireland in 1979. And I suppose the change in the working conditions of teachers, it's amazing in that particular time to see how their working conditions have depleted. I mean, the teachers nowadays are better qualified, they spend longer in college, they spend more time in college, there's more money spent on it, their parents will know all about this, and yet when they come out, their incomes are way below. It's a real Rosa Parks story. Depending on the year you were born or when you came out, you're either on the back of the bus or on the front of the bus. So there's a hugely different pay scales there, and that is absolutely wrong. It's equality we're looking for younger teachers, for new entrants.
When you went into teaching, were you able to afford a mortgage and things like that? And, you know, would a teacher going into the profession now be able to afford a mortgage?
Absolutely not. This is why we have huge amounts of people who are well qualified heading off to Dubai and other places like that, because even to get the deposit for a mortgage, never mind being able to afford a mortgage, is completely out of the question. So why should people who have spent years in college not be able to, you know, have the legitimate expectation that they can afford to live in a housing accommodation?
Young students in your school now who would be considering going into teaching, what's your advice to them?
Well, my advice would be, you know, it's a nice enough job and it's very rewarding, but it's not rewarding really on the financial side of things.
I suppose, like everyone here with me, we're fighting for a teacher, for a pay equality for all teachers. At the end of the day, we all work really hard and we all deserve to be paid the same for the same job.
You're a young teacher yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like going into teaching now? How difficult is it?
Well, I suppose I love my job and I love coming in and I love the school I work in. And I suppose what's more frustrating for me is that I would have a lot of friends that would be in a similar position as I am. But I see a lot of my friends moving abroad and working abroad in the likes of Dubai. And just because they say they can't withstand the standard of living here, I suppose it's a wee bit easier for me because I'm in the west of Ireland and the cost of living isn't as high. Whereas if I see my friends that are in Dublin, like this, it's really hard to keep up with the cost of living over there. And they've no choice but to go to Dubai to get, say, a deposit for a mortgage or even just for a basic standard of living.
Yeah. So you have friends who are teachers who had to move away in order to save, yeah, to be able to buy a house?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Were you ever tempted yourself to do that?
No, I'm homebird. Sorry. No, I wasn't.
We have a lot of young teachers in the school and don't feel they're being recognised for the work they do and inequality with us.
How long have you been a teacher yourself?
12, 13 years now at this stage.
What's the difference between when you went into teaching and what it's like for new teachers now going into the profession?
Well, I suppose it's not a whole pile different, but the demands of the job have increased, obviously. But there's no doubt about it that if you're doing the same job and sitting in the same staff room and sharing the same information and that with students, that you should be equal pay for equal work done.
Do you have children, do you?
I do, yeah.
Would you advise them to go into teaching now?
No, not at the current rates, no. You know, teaching is one of those jobs, it's fantastic, but it's when you're working in the service, there's very little room for progression with regard to pay scale and so on. So it leaves it that it's very stable, yes, and very consistent across your life term, but it doesn't give you much room for increased pay increases or any of that.